Hey everyone, welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I thought I would jump on here and just give you a dose of unfiltered realness with a little solo episode avec moi. Gosh, how is everybody feeling? Because I'm going to be straight up and honest and just say that this week has been a little bit weird. I've felt all of the feelings. And the more and more that I reached out to other women in my community or my friends, my family, I realized that so many of you have been feeling exactly the same way. And I just want to share it all with you so that you guys know that you are not alone in this weird time. Are you ready to say yes to your wealthiest and most abundant life, overflowing bank accounts, and a deep sense of inner fulfillment? If you are, then you are definitely in the right place. Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. So at the beginning of the week, my family got some pretty sad news, and I think that that just really threw me backwards, as well as totally got hit with PMS. Like, really unfiltered overshare here. But oh my God, it knocked me sideways. And then on top of that, we heard the news that this week in LA, it looks like we would probably be told to stay at home until August. And there's no real end date right now. And it all feels really uncertain and really unknown. And it's not clear what's going to be opening up, what's not going to be opening up. We are allowed to now apparently walk on the beach, but you absolutely have to be wearing a face covering and you cannot sit on the beach. You have to be, I guess, active and moving. So it's just really honestly a strange time. And, you know, my birthday's coming up and I totally thought that I would be traveling somewhere exotic and fancy at the moment. Does not look like that. I've been in my home in quarantine, as we all have been, for absolutely weeks now. And I just felt like it all got a little bit too much. And so beyond doing the things that I absolutely had to do and must do in my business, I had nothing extra to give. And I know some of you might be going, what? Because I think that a lot of you view me as Little Miss Positive, always go get 'em. And while that is a huge part of who I am, I just want to share with you that we all have ebbs and flows, and it is totally natural to feel that. I don't even want to call them ups and downs, because then it kind of says that the downtime is something negative, but really it's actually just your body's way of resetting. So after my client sessions this week, and once I'd done the things that I needed to do in my business, I put on my sweatpants and I would just binge watch movies and eat food that made me feel good and just allowed myself to actually relax. And if I felt like crying, I cried. And you're not alone, because I know that so many of you are feeling that way too. And it's perfectly normal to be going through this wide range of emotions. And it is so important to listen to your body. I was chatting with one of my friends this week and I was sharing how I'd been feeling. And we both had been sensing from our clients and communities that they had been feeling the same way. And I think we kind of both had light bulb moments at the same time. And we realize that so many of us, let me know if this is you too, we work from home normally. And now our schedules look completely different compared to how they were before. Whereas before, we would have been able to escape outside of the home and the office and do our things in the outside world and really give ourselves a weekend. But now, because the days are kind of blurring into one, I think so many of you, and myself somewhat included, have been forgetting to give ourselves a full-on break. And I just want to remind you that even though we're in lockdown, even though we're working from home, you still deserve a weekend. You still need to switch off. And maybe you also need to set some really solid boundaries within your work from home schedule. So during the week, what is your cutoff point? When do you shut down the office and not start it back up again until the morning? I also think it's totally important for us to remember that there are always going to be ebbs and flows, regardless of whether we're in lockdown or not. And it's important to listen to that cycle within your body. I will go through waves of being so, so productive and just like constantly ticking the things off my to-do list. I'm like on freaking fire. And then there are times when I feel the complete opposite, where I just feel like going within and hitting reset and being really quiet with myself. Honestly, I don't even sometimes feel like showing up on social media or putting my face out there, because that feels really vulnerable during those times. And often it's actually very linked to my hormonal cycle. And I'm super excited because I've actually hired a business strategist who's going to totally help me embrace my inner CEO. And one of the things that we're going to do is actually start managing my time and my productivity based on my cycle and based on the rhythms of my body, so I can really harness my productivity in those times where I feel very extroverted, but I can also give myself permission to slow down and go within when my body is telling me that I need to, normally around that time of the month. And I think this is something maybe for you to look at, because what happens, and I hear this from so many women in my community, and they start beating themselves up when they think that they're not being productive enough, like there's something wrong with them. And it's all about this self-imposed pressure that they have to constantly be doing. But we're not built to constantly be doing. We're not built to constantly be on freaking fire, because that's what leads to burnout. So there is nothing wrong with you if you just want to switch off and chill and not do anything beyond the things that you already need to do. You're not a loser. You're not going to fail in business. You might even, if you totally allow yourself to embrace this and have the mindset behind it that nothing's going to fall to pieces if you do it, and that your business is still going to run smoothly, and you just give yourself full permission to lean into it, I am sure that your business will actually continue to run just as smoothly. Clients will be happy. Money will keep coming in. It's really about your beliefs around it. And I have noticed that when I actually give myself permission to lean into the feeling that I'm having. So if I'm exhausted and I feel like I absolutely need to switch off, if I actually say, okay, I'm gonna switch off, but I'm gonna go full on into switch off mode, and I'm gonna really lean into the exhaustion that I'm feeling and give myself a massive break for the next however many hours, or maybe for just this one day, I'm gonna fully feel it. By the next day, the feeling has shifted because I actually gave myself permission to fully feel it in the first place. Whereas if I tried to keep going and I'm half in and half out, I kind of give myself a break, but I don't really, and I keep trying to push, 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 it inevitably leads to a bigger burnout in the long run and causes me more harm than good. So I like to just fully express it, lean into it, really feel what I'm feeling, and it allows the feeling to shift a lot more quickly. So I'm sure you all have your own ways of practicing self-care, but here are some of my ideas that I'm going to share with you and invite you to implement to take that mental vacation and just give yourself a break despite everything that's going on in the outside world. So take a step back from your business and do something just for you. Make sure you take an entire weekend off. If that's something that you would have been doing before, you still get to do it now. I mean, you would have probably been busy going out for dinner on a Saturday evening or brunching with your girlfriends on a Sunday and whatnot. You need to take that time for yourself. Maybe practice a solo date for yourself at home, or do something like fun with your partner. Maybe create a little vacation in the house. So for me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run myself a really luxury, decadent bubble bath. I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine and I'm going to read my favorite book. Or what about watching a marathon of chick flicks? What's your favorite chick flick? Pop it on. Hey, watch two back to back. This is your time to indulge in self-care. Make sure that you turn off your phone. I don't know about you, but I feel like I always have to be on it. And I'm always like seeing the notifications pop up on my phone. A big game changer for me and my stress levels was actually turning off those notifications. So I only see them when I go into and I actively go into my phone. But at the weekends, I like to actually put my phone away, put it in a drawer, turn it off. My family knows I'm safe, and just spend some quality time with my husband. And it's a really great way to reset. Well, what about cooking your favorite fancy meal for no reason, no special occasion, just for you, and be present and savor the moment of cooking that? Or maybe for you, it's baking or gardening, and really ground yourself in that present moment of doing that. I was joking with a friend this week. I was like, I should be on vacation right now. What if I just order a floaty online and like sit in my living room with ocean soundtracks and a cocktail in hand? I probably won't be doing that, but I think it's a nice visual image of taking a mental vacation. So those are some of the things that I'm totally going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be leaning way more into self-care, but I'd love to hear from you. I think this is a really great thing for us to all share, so we can support one another and inspire one another with our self-care ideas and routines. So I'd love to hear from you. If you pop over to @girl_unfiltered and share with me what your favorite thing is to do when practicing self-care, and then maybe I can somehow share it with everybody about what all of these ideas are that women are using and implementing to really just chill out and take a much needed chill pill. And I'd also just love to see and hear from you and let me know how you're feeling. I know that we're all not alone in this, and it's perfectly normal to be feeling a wide range of emotions. So I hope you can feel the support from me oozing through the microphone right now. I'm sending you a really, really big virtual hug, and I am gonna go switch off for the rest of the day. And I think I'm going to run myself a bath, even though it's only 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So sending you guys lots of love. Have a beautiful week. Talk to you soon. Women supporting women is where it is at today, ladies, because together we all rise. So if you loved today's episode, it would absolutely mean the world to me if you could leave a review. And it lights me up when you guys screenshot and share the podcast over on Instagram. Plus, it means that I can personally drop into your DMs and say hey, because I love getting to know all of you. So thank you in advance. I am sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing rest of your day.